We thank you for your precious holy written word. We give you praise. Thank you because of your love. We ask that as we go into your word, you would take over my thoughts, my words. You would speak through me. Let me not just be another speaker, but Lord, let me be an oracle for you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. We started a little bit late today because of some technical issues. So, also today is Thanksgiving, first Sunday of the year. So our service is a little bit extended. We also want to still do some praise, some heavy traditional worship after the word. So please don't hurry. Praise God. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 15. Isaiah 43, verse 15. It's our theme for the year, and we've been doing this for some time now. And we're going to spend time talking about it so that it sinks. Praise God. Faith comes by what? Everybody say hearing. So it doesn't mean you've heard. I'm not supposed to believe for me now. I'm believing it for what? For myself. It's incredible. Incredible. The waters were congealed under the sea. They stood like what? Like heaps. Praise God. Praise God. So this is the awesomeness of God. Say, I expect new things. Say, I expect new things. Say, I expect new things. Genesis chapter 1. So in preparing for today's service, I had to, you know, one of the things I don't like doing as a preacher, no, as not a preacher, as a minister of the gospel, is that I don't like preaching something because I know it. I like whatever I teach is because God what instructs me to teach it. Praise God. So in praying about what should we study, what should we look at, you know, New Year preaching, New Year teaching, he said, go back to the very beginning. I said, go back to the very beginning. In Genesis, you will see all truths. You see all truths. So Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Let's go. We are starting a journey today that I don't want you to miss. Please, I beg of you, don't miss Sunday service. Praise God. You will know why. In the beginning, please, can I get water? No, my voice does not correspond with my size. So I wish my voice was as big as my size. You'll be good. Thank you. So every time I raise my voice a bit, it just goes off. But the anointing will help me. Say amen. This one, believe for me. In the beginning, God created what? The heavens and what? The earth. Verse 2. The earth was what? Can that baby go? Just go to Children's Church. Thank you. The earth was without what? And what? And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was what? Hovering over the waters. Go back to Genesis chapter 1 again. Get Genesis chapter 1 again. Let's read. In the beginning, God created what? The heavens and what? Verse 2. The earth was without what? Form and what? And darkness was on the face of the deep. The earth was in darkness. Nothing was working. Nothing looked good. It was zero. Praise God. And somebody was saying, man, I think my life is just like this. But thank God 2019 is a year of new things. Praise God. No matter what your experience had been, God didn't have a good experience. If you read through, you'll find out between Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2, something happened on the earth. It's not time. We don't want to go into that now. But something on the earth, that the first earth God created was completely what? Destroyed. So God had to start again. He had to create new things. Everybody say new things. So even God has gone through what we're going through. He had to create new things. He had to start new things. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Verse 3. Then God said, let there be what? And there was what? And God said, let there be what? And there was what? Verse 4. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the what? darkness. Praise God. And if you read down, you will find out that God started creating other things. So God told me to start new things. What you first need is what? Is what? Say light. Say light. Say light. Say I've got light. Say I've got light. So he said the first thing you need if you want to create something new is light. Nobody creates anything in darkness. Hello? Nobody. Nobody creates anything good in darkness. Even in soup, if you want to cook soup, if you cook soup and you have no light, you know you have burnt offering. Everybody say burnt offering. You have burnt offering. Praise God. So you need light. To do anything good, you need what? Light. Everybody say, I need light. And I have light. Exodus chapter 2, verse 13. Wisdom, Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse, wisdom is better than foolishness, just as light is better than what? Darkness. Just as light is better than what? Light excels. Light is better than darkness. Light is better than darkness. Light is better than darkness. So, what is this light? What is this light we are talking about? Say, I have light. Say, I have light. So, but we need to understand, first of all, that light is necessary. See, without light, there is no earth. Without light, there is no creation. Praise God. If you take out this light now, every year goes what? Dark. Praise God. So we want to have a few thoughts about what light is. Genesis chapter 1 again, from verse 1. Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1. We are going on a very... Anywhere I stop. We'll continue next week. We're going on a journey today. In the beginning, God created the heavens and what? The earth. Verse 2. The earth was without form and what? Void. And darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was what? Hovering over the what? Face of the waters. Verse 3. Then God said, let there be what? And there was what? Verse 4. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from what? Darkness. Verse 5. God called the light what? Day. And darkness God what? So that the evening and the morning were what? The first day. Verse 6. Then God said, let there be what? A firmament in the midst of the waters. Let it divide the waters from the waters. Verse 7 quickly. Thus God made the firmament and divided the waters which were what? Under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was what? So. Verse 8. And God called the firmament what? Heaven. And go to verse 9. Then God said, let the water go to verse 10. Don't worry. So we get to the next light. I think it's 14. 11. I think it's 14. Go to verse 14. 14. Go to 11. 13. 13. 13. 13. So in the evening and the morning were the third day. Okay, 12. 12. And the earth brought forth grass and the herbs that were seed according to its kind and the tree that was in whose seed is in itself according to this kind, and God saw that it was good. Verse 13. Let's go. 13. So the evening and the morning were the third day. Verse 14. Then God said, let there be lights where? And of the heavens to divide what? The day from what? The night. And let there be for what? Signs and what? Seasons. And for days and for years. If you read the regular KJV, you will find out that there are two lights that God talked about. Everybody say two lights. In Genesis chapter 3, he talked about one light. In Genesis chapter 14, from 13, 12 downwards, he talked about what? Another kind of light. Not just like lights. But in Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, God said, let there be what? Light. Everybody say, I have light. Say, I have light. So what kind of light was God talking about? Was it the light of the sun? No. One of the things I want to bring out in this teaching is that to create something new, it is not first external, but internal. And also this God was doing. Many a times when we say new, we want to look for what? Something what? External. We want to look for the help from somewhere. We want to get the money from somewhere. We want to get the connection from somewhere. So all our thoughts is what? External. No. It is first what? Internal. If you're going to create something new, something that will last, it has to come from where? Within. Everybody say within. So God said, let there be light in verse 3. Put back for verse 3 back up. He said, let there be light. So what light was he talking about? We're going to see it now. John chapter 11 verse 8. John 11 verse 8. Before I go to John 11 verse 8, go to Psalm 104 verse 1. Psalm 104 from verse 1. Psalm 104 from verse 1. Psalm 104 from verse 1. Blessed be the Lord, O my soul. O my Lord. Can we read 1, 2, 3, go? Verse. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, what? My God. You are what? Very what? You are clothed with what? Honor and what? Majesty. Verse 2. Who cover yourself with what? Light. As with the what? Who stretch out what? The heavens like what? A curtain. So God covers himself with what? Everybody say God covers himself with what? Light. With light. John chapter 11. The light that God was talking about in Genesis chapter 3 was not sun, was not moon, was himself. For him to create something new, it had to start from him first. Say me first. It has to what? Start from what? Him first. John chapter 11 verse 8. Because like I said, a lot of times our thoughts are always towards outside. I need help. I need this. I want this. So we are always looking outside without looking within. John 11 verse 8. Disciples said to him, Rabbi, lately the Jews sought what? Stone you. And you are what? Going there again. Verse 9. Jesus answered, are there not what? 12 hours where? If anyone walks in the day, he does not what? Because he see what? Of his what? Of this world. Because he sees the light of his world. Verse 10. Verse 10. But if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles because the light is what? Is where? Did he say the light was outside? Did he say the light was outside? Go back to verse 9 again. Verse 9. Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not what? Stumble, because he sees the light of this world. Verse 10. But if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles because the light is where? Not where? In him. Not external. Not external. And many a times, if you keep looking outside, you will feel disadvantaged. You will feel that because somebody did not help you. I'm not saying that we don't need help. I'm not saying we don't need people. But I'm saying you need to start from inside first. To create something new, to have something new, you must walk with the light on your inside. Say, I have light. I have light. Come on, say, I have light. I have light. John chapter, give me Passion's translation. Passion, I want to read Passion's translation of this same verse. John 11, verse. Start from verse 9. Do you have it? Huh? You don't have it? Let me read. You don't have it? No. Okay, let me read. Oh, sorry, I gave you a wrong one. John 11, 8. I dare not 12 hours in the day. You can go through a day without the fear of stumbling when you walk in the one who gives light to the world. But you will stumble when the light is not in you. For you are walking in what? The dark. Please, how do you put light in yourself? It's a question I want to ask today. Praise God. How many of you can put on a lantern and put it in your stomach? light in yourself? I told the man, you put light outside. Yes or no? But Jesus was saying, no, this light I'm talking about is light in you. That is why God could say, let there be what? Light. Because he had light inside. You can't bring out what you don't have on your inside. To create something new, it has to come from inside. 2019 is not a year to feel disadvantaged, feel the country is not working. If you are doing that, you are looking outside. Because if you look on the light on your inside, you will know you're a victor. Praise God. John chapter 1. I'm going to be very brief today because we are just starting. John chapter 1 from verse 1. In the beginning, what? Can we all read 1, 2, 3, go? In the beginning, what? And the word was what? Verse 2. He was where? In the beginning with God. Verse 3. All things were made what? And without him, nothing was made that was what? Made. Verse 4. In him was what? Life. And the life was what? The light of what? In him was life. And this life was what? The light of men. So, this light and life are related. If there is life, there is what? Come on. If there is life, there is what? If there is life, there is what? Now, this life is talking about, it's not talking about the ordinary life. Now, I know we've said it a few times, but we're going to talk a little bit about this life. He said, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. In him was life. The life in Greek is called Zoe. Verse 5. And the light shines where? And the darkness could not what? Jer chapter 1, verse 3. Jer chapter 1, verse 3. Then God said, let there be what? And there was what? God said, let there be what? And there was what? Verse 4. And God saw the light, and it was good. And God divided light from darkness. Go back to John again, verse 1, verse 4. And God saw the light, and it was what? No. First John, yeah. In him was life, and the life was what? The light of what? Men. Verse 5. And the light shines where? And darkness did not what? Comprehend it. So John began to explain what really happened in James chapter 1. He began to explain. He said, look, this light came because of his life. And when this light shines, darkness cannot comprehend it. When this light shines, in 2019, everything will light up. If you allow these lights to shine, because you have this life of God, I'm going ahead of myself. Praise God. He says, the light shines in darkness. Give me Amplify from verse 4. Amplify from verse 4. In him was life. And the life was what? Verse 5. And the light shines where? For the darkness have never what? Overpowered it. No darkness can overpower the light to carry in 2019. He says that, for the darkness have never overpowered it, put it out, absorbed it, or what? Abrupt. And it is what? Unreceptive to it. There is no amount of darkness that can withstand the light you have. And this light is a result of what? The life you have. Say, I have life. So I have light. You see, you cannot make any meaningful creation without this life. You cannot make anything really good that will last the test of time if you don't factor in this life that you have. John 3:16. Our popular scripture. John 3:16. Can we go? John 3:16. For God, John 3:16. For what? God so loved the world that he gave only what? that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have what? You know, a lot of times people think everlasting life is living forever or going to heaven. No, sir, no, ma. It is bigger than that. Everlasting life is having the life of God on your inside. So the day you got born again, you got life. Say, I have life. Is anybody born again in this place? Say, I have the life of God. Say, I have the life of God. So I have the light to create anything I want. See, 2019, you're not going to wait for things to happen. You are going to create them. That's why I'm teaching you this. You're not going to wait for things to happen. Let us see what will happen. No, we are not waiting to see. We are creating it. As I said, we're on a journey. You will see that God himself, let me not go ahead of myself. You're not going to wait. And that's the same people will make. See, the future is not what we wait for. The future is what we create. We create the future. And in this series, I'm going to show you how to create February, March, April. You will dictate what will happen in June. Because you have the same life, the same very essence, the same very creative ability of God. Say, I have the life of God. Say, I have the life of God. And I have the light of God. He says, this light shines. John chapter 1. If you go back to verse 4, you know, I learned from Kenneth Hagin. Verse 4. Kenneth Hagin was bedridden, so he missed out from school and was a D student. Everybody say D. You know, D students are not smart students. Praise God. He was a D student. But look at what happened. He got a hold on this scripture. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, the development of men. Kenegi said he meditated on this scripture, that when he got healed and went back to school, he became a straight A student. That if he reads a book and he gives it back to you, he will quote 99% of what's in that book. he would meditate. See, you need to understand what to carry. From a D student, he became an A student because he understood the life he has. The day you got born again, I'm sorry to say, I don't care how much you love your parents, you don't have their life anymore. You now have the life of God. And that's why you are not trying to be successful. I'm going to be saying something in this series that, you know, as a pastor, you take your church from one level to another. So, after you get to your personal level, now I can say some things. Hello? And now I've taught you to a point. You are not trying to be successful. You are not trying to get wisdom. You have wisdom. Bible says Christ has been made unto you wisdom. But what you need to do is just trigger it. It's like someone has a generator that doesn't turn it on. Go and turn on the wisdom. Don't try and look for the wisdom. The capital for the business on your inside. I don't care how big the business is. Don't look outside. I'm not saying you will not write proposals. I'm not saying you will not talk to people. But you must know that the foundation of the source of that business on your inside. You have the life. That life cannot fail. Praise God. Praise God. 1 John chapter 5. Okay. 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. Verse 12. 1 John 5 verse 12. Like I said, anywhere I stop, I just stop. Let's go. He who has the Son has what? How many of you have Jesus in your life? How many of you are born again in this place? So what do you have? You have that life that brings light. You have that life that brings what? Light. That life that brings light, that creates things, that can create new things. In him was life, and the life was what? The development of men. It has been said in history that no country has developed anything except until when Christianity enters that country. Go and check. Some countries can copy what other people have done, but inventions, any country has invented something new, Christianity got to that country. Because when Christ comes, light has come. He who has the Son has what? Life. He who does not have the Son of God does not what? Have this life. Are you born again? Are you born again? Do you have life on your inside? Not just life, but you have the God kind of life on your inside. Everybody say, I have the God kind of life. So somebody is wondering, why is Pastor talking about this life? Life is not sleeping and waking up, breathing. No, sir, no, ma. A dog gives birth to what? A cat gives birth to what? If God gives birth to you, what kind of life will He put on your inside? Hello. Hello. John chapter 8, verse 11. John 8, verse 11 to 12. Let me try and tie this up quickly so that we'll just digest a few. She said, no one, Lord. John 8, verse 7. Yeah. And Jesus said to her, neither do I condemn you. Go. And what? Sin no more. Alright. John 8, 11. Am I reading? Yeah. Next verse. Verse 12. Verse 12. Then Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am what? I am what? He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have what? The light of life. You cannot be confused. I'm not praying for you. I am telling you a statement of fact. You cannot have Zoe and be confused. You just don't know yet. You know, you can buy a car for somebody without a person. You can pay my son's account. If there's no alert, the person doesn't need money in the account. That's what's happened to you. You just, the alert has not, I'm giving you the alert now. You cannot be confused waiting tonight. You know what to do. You know how to turn that business from 5,000 to 5 million. You have it. It's on your inside. Then Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have what? The light of life. Can you give me Message translation? Then Passion's translation. Message translation. Just this verse 12. Message. Quickly. Can you get the keyboard for me? So I can start wrapping up. Then Jesus once again addressed them. I am what? No one who follows me stumbles around in darkness. You cannot be a carrier and a follower of Jesus and not know what to do in 2019. No, it's not possible. Impossible and can't what? Impossible can't. It's not possible. You know what to do. You have the creative ability of God. He says, I provide what? Plenty of life's what? Light what? To live in. Everybody say plenty. So it's not that I know what to do for my business, but I don't know what to do for my marriage. It's no, sir, no, ma. You have plenty. I know what to do concerning my business. I don't know what to do about my academics. No, sir. Oh, my ministry life is not working, but my mind is good. No. See, the Christian does not have one side good, one side bad. Everything is good. We have been called into the good life. Say, I have the good life. Say, I'm enjoying the good life. No one who follows me stumbles around in darkness. I provide plenty of light to live in. Plenty. You see, the more light you have, the more your life is. The better your life is, sorry. Give me Passion's translation. Passion's translation. Jesus, the light of the world. Then Jesus said, I am what? I am light to the world. And those who embrace me, what? Will experience what? Life-giving light. Your business will experience life-giving lights in 2019. Life-giving. So if something is dead, the moment it comes in contact, see, if a company is struggling and you enter it, it begins to prosper. You are the one bringing the light. He says, those who embrace me will what? Experience life-giving light. And they will never walk. Darkness represents everything bad. He didn't say you might not. Say they will never ever say never. Say never. Remember the story of Job?
is where the devil said he cannot lose. Remember when I remember? He said he cannot lose. You can't lose. Passion's Translation. Okay, this Passion's Translation. And they will never walk in darkness. Let's run. 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you that God is what? And in him is no what? No darkness at all. Everybody say no darkness. Say no darkness. Verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie. You see, I remember when my wife and I started our business, and for the first few months, we didn't make any profit. The camera we bought got spoiled. The laptop we bought was not working. Those are our two biggest equipment at that time. You know, nothing was working. 6 months, you were putting in money, and you're what? You were getting what? Nothing. So my wife will call me sometimes, and she will cry, say, I have failed. Nothing is working. I was in Port Harcourt, she was in Lagos. I said, you lie. I said, we can't fail. So, 30 minutes, since all this I'm preaching, I use that as a practice. I said, you lie. We can't fail. Was the business looking like it was failing? Oh, yes. But I knew in my heart that I cannot carry life and fail. I said, you lie. I said, babe, you are lying. We cannot fail. This thing is going to work. It is working. I'm looking at something else. A different light. Praise God. Church is quiet. Oh boy. This series, I'm going to be myself. I walk in darkness. You lie. I say, everybody say you lie. You is a lie, sir. The business, I say it's a lie. The business is working. Then you not get married. It's a lie. Pastor, my biological clock is ticking. Yes, let it be ticking, but you will marry. They said nobody gets married in my family before 40. It's a lie. Everybody say it's a lie. You do not practice the truth. You do not practice this life. Because if you do, you cannot walk in darkness. Praise God. Let me close. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. And maybe I'll continue from here next week. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. After this one more scripture, we are done. 2 Peter 1, from verse 1. Can we read one to go? Simon Peter, what? A bond servant of, and what? To those who have what? Obtained like precious faith with us. By the what? Righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Verse 2. Grace and what? Peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 3. And his divine power has what? All what? All what? That what? Pertains to life and godliness. What you need to live a godly life. People think that if you have money, you are not living godly. You see, money is a variable. It takes on the personality of the person. Money does not have a character of its own. So if money enters a godly man's hand, the money becomes a godly money. If the money enters someone that is irresponsible, the money is used for irresponsible things. Hello. So don't say, if I have too much money, just give what I'm going to eat so that I will not say, no, sir, no. You have the life of God. It says, everything that pertains, finances, marriage, children, everything that pertains to life and godliness, through the knowledge of what? Who has what? Called us by the glory and virtue. Verse 4. This is the part I like. We'll break this down next week. By which we have been given such exceeding great and precious promises, that through this you may be what? Partakers of what? What happened in Genesis chapter 1? Verse 3. God what? Is that a nature of God? Is that a nature of God? And he's saying that we are partakers of that divine nature. Meaning, if you experience darkness, you say, let there be light. You bring the light. It says you are partakers. Listen to me. The day you got born again, you do not play in the human space anymore. Selah. The day you got born again, I say you do not what? Play in the human space. The space you play is in what? In the place of divinity. That's why the Bible says, ye are gods. Ye are gods. Ye are gods. Don't wait for 2019 to happen. Create it. Gods create things. They make it to happen. They are not people that are left, no, be, circumstances beyond. No, it should never come out of your mouth. Beyond my control. All circumstances are in my control. That's why the Bible says all things work together for good. I want you to say this, but let me say now. Listen to me. No matter what the devil throws at you, it becomes a raw material in your hand for what you want to create. Whatever the devil throws at you becomes what? A raw material in your hand. The Bible says God calls light to shine out of darkness. So let no situation trouble you. 2019, they say something is not working, it becomes a raw material in your hand. One day God told me some years ago, he said, you know, saying every problem is a mirage, it's unreal. You change it. You change it. It's a mirage. Your bank account is empty. It's a mirage. It becomes a raw material in your hand. All things are working together for good. It cannot help itself but work together. The moment that solution comes to you, it has become a raw material for something good. It says, of divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. Verse 5. No, let's stop at verse 4. Let's just stop at verse 4. Let me read. Let me just close. Let me read Psalms 112, verse 1. Psalms 112, verse 1. Come rise up on our feet. You know, meditating this morning, he said, every challenge that the devil throws at you. You see, when you have this mindset from January, you're not afraid. You're not what? How many of you would have not a gun, an ammo tank in your house? Eh? And somebody stand in front of you with a pistol. Please, who is afraid of who? Eh? If you are afraid, you have a problem. You are what? If you are afraid, you have what? You cannot have an ammo. Maybe I'm not talking to a jet fighter. As what is standing down, maybe 200,000 feet below you, a person has a gun, a pistol. I will kill you. I will kill you. I will kill you. You, so many threats. You will never prosper. Or you had a dream that something is wrong. The person is 3,000 feet below you. Paul says we are seated with Christ, far above. Far above. All you need is just release one word. Whatever I bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever I release, so I command. I command this thing to cease. He says, praise the Lord, blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. Verse 2. His descendants will be mighty on the earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Verse 3. Wealth and riches will be where? His righteousness endures what? Forever. Verse 4. Unto the righteous there arises light in darkness. Oh my goodness. Unto what? The righteous. They are what? Arises. I'm not saying you will not have challenges in 2019, but
but it's a mirage. I say light will just rise. It will begin to rise. Let me show you something in Passion's Translation, verse 4. Start from verse 3. Passion's Translation, verse 3 to 4. Even in darkness, go up to verse 3. Great blessings and wealth fill the house of the wise, for their integrity endures forever. Verse 4. Even if the devil tries it, even if darkness overtakes them, sunrise brilliance will come what? Bursting through. It doesn't matter the intensity of darkness, it cannot withstand the light you have. Because this light is not ordinary light. It's not the light powered by man. It's a light powered by the life of God on your inside. This light has creative ability. This light and this life is what you need to create new things in 2019. Lift up your hands and talk to God. No cause for fear. No cause for worry. The project looks bigger than you. It's not bigger than God. The challenge looks bigger than you. But factor in on the life you have on your inside. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. You have ceased to play in the human space. You are not playing in the human space. You are playing in the space. The Bible says you are participators of the divine nature. The ability like God had in Genesis chapter 1. That he said, let there be light. You can begin to declare light right now in that area that you need light. You can begin to declare light now. Light. Declare light in your finances. Oh, declare that you walk in the wisdom of God concerning your business. Declare that you walk in favor. Come, I need some people to speak. Like God, when he saw darkness, he did not keep his mouth shut. No, he brought forth the light on his inside. New things are about to happen. We are creators of new things. We are creators. Oh, we have the ability. We are not trying to look for the ability. No, we have the ability to create new things because we walk in the light. We have the light.